He had some gunas, he made some slips. So some azab comes to him from his head side. Namaz will stand and namaz will say to that azab that, see, I am here, there is no road for you here. You find some other road, but you can't come and punish the person from the head side because I am here. Then it comes from his right hand side. When it comes from his right hand side, his zakat stands up. He says, see, you want to punish this person, try some other road. But you can't come from the right hand side because I am going to defend him from here. Then he tries from the left hand side. Left hand side, his roza stands up. The roza also tells the azab the same thing. You see, you can't come from here. Then he tries to go from the leg side. Then from the leg side, the ihsan that he did towards people, the ikram that he made on people, the khidmat he made for people, different ihsan that he made in his life, that stands up. And that addresses the azab as he finds some other road. So this person is told, is protected from all sides. In this dunya, the kings and all that, how they walk? They got all their bodyguards, the earpiece, and wire here, and they are communicating. Nobody must do anything. But still so many of them get assassinated and all that. But they in the qabr, these will be the bodyguards. These will be the friends of the person. They will defend him. The henchmen. They won't allow any harm to come to the person. At the end of this hadith, it is stated that then his body is returned to its original state of dust. The body decomposes and it becomes dust. The body, you open the cover sometime, after, depending on where the person is buried, certain places the ground eats the body up very fast, like Durban, it eats the body up very fast. Maritzburg takes longer, other places take longer. But eventually the body turns to dust. Now this is the general rule, that most people, the body turns to dust. You open the qabr after 20 years, 25 years, you don't find anything in there. But there are certain people whom Allah Pak preserves their bodies. Like the Anbiya alayhimus salam, it is haram for the ground to consume the bodies of the Anbiya alayhimus salam. Their bodies are intact. And then there are certain buzrugan-e-deen, certain pious people, that the ground doesn't touch their bodies. Maulana Ashiq-e-Rahi, Muhajir-e-Madani, he passed away in Medina Sharif. He is buried in Jannatul Baqi. Now you know they open the qabrs very... So you'll find they in Jannatul Baqi. They got no names or anything on the qabrs there. Qabrs are all flat. No names on the qabrs. The most pious of people are buried there, but they got no chadar and all that on the qabr there. It's all just flat. So those people who they opened their qabrs and they found that the bodies are intact. So what they do, they close it up again. After a few years, they open again. They say this body is still intact. They open 2-3 times, then they realize that no, this is somebody. So what they do is they put a marking like a white stone, they put there. So they know that they mustn't open this qabr anymore. So one person like that is Maulana Ashiq-e-Rahi, that they opened his qabr, and other buzrugan-e-deen also, they opened their qabrs and their bodies are still intact. Now these are the buzrugan-e-deen that we know of. Now this Maulana Ashiq-e-Rahi, Hazrat always says that we don't know what amal it was, but one habit he had in him, he had a lot of ihtiram for huffaz. A person is a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, he had a lot of ihtiram. If he was sitting, he's reclining, you know, you're resting sometime, your legs are stretched out or something. And if a hafiz is walking past, even if he's a youngster, small boy, just finish his, immediately he sit up and fold his legs. The people used to tell him, Hazrat, you're resting, he's a youngster. He said, no, he got the Quran Sharif in his heart. Can't put my legs stream, he got the Quran in his heart. So some buzrugan-e-deen say that this was the amal that Allah Pak loved so much, that his body also, the ground doesn't you know, touch his body. So these are the Buzruganadin that we know of. Then there are so many that we don't know of. I told you all about that Morana who passed away from Ladysmith. He was maybe about 20, 21 years old or something. So he was in his mother's stomach when his father passed away. So that means his father passed away like 21 or 22 years ago. And now he qualified as an anim and he passed away. So they buried him in his father's qabr. They wanted to bury him in his father's qabr. When they opened the qabr, everything is as it was 21 years ago. The planks, the kafan, the body, everything. Nothing is touched in that qabr. So these are the chosen people of Allah. But generally, most people, the body turns to dust. And there's no, not to say if somebody's body turned to dust, so that person was, he's gone Jahannam or something. No, that's the general rule. But there's the exception to the rule when it comes to certain people. Allah Pak makes an exception to the rule. So once this body turns to dust, then the soul remains in a gentle breeze. And the soul remains in the world of the arwah. And some souls are put into green birds, like the souls of the shuhada. They are put into green birds. And these green birds, they fly around in Jannat. They drink the waters of Jannat. They eat of the fruits of Jannat until Qiyamah. Then after Qiyamah, then the soul will be given a body again, and then the person will be put into Jannat himself. There's many hadiths with regards to Barzakh, about 40 some odd. We'll see how far we go. After that is a section with regards to resurrection. Because after Barzakh, now comes the day of Qiyamah. Resurrection, Mahshar. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.